Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code so I can better assist you?
78216.
38216?
No, 78216.
All right, thank you. Let's see, and your name, please?
My name is David Contreras.
Okay, I think I have located you. If you would, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address, please?
My shipping address, 707 Oban.
Okay, thank you. All right, yes, sir. And I am showing that you had, let's see, it looks like there was a contest entry that you had signed up for, and how may I help you today?
A contest? I've never entered a contest. That's right. I have a charge of $59.89 on my debit card that I never made.
Okay, let's take a look.
This is
okay. Looking this over, what I'm seeing is looks like there was an entry to win a Makita drill. And I'm showing in signing up for that chance to win the Makita that it did tell you that it would enroll you for our Bites Hub meal planning app. So I am showing that is what the charge of the $59.89 is for that meal planning app. What it does is it gives you healthy ways to cook your meals, helps you reduce sugar.
I've never applied for that. I wouldn't use it.
Okay. Yeah, that was a part of the offer for the contest entry for signing up to win that Makita drill. Let's see. Now do know.
I haven't got any. I haven't got anything. So you know, I don't need a drill. I have only a drill already.
Yeah. Now they didn't send you a drill. It was just for the chance to win that drill. I'm sorry.
The thing is that I wouldn't have signed up to draw for a drill because I don't need one.
Okay.
I had no need to win a drill. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Let me ask you this, because looking at the account, all the information that we do have. Does appear to be a match. Is there anyone else in the household that could have possibly signed up for the contest entry?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Reason why I do have to ask is because, you know, we do, you know, take cases of fraud very seriously. And so before I forward you over to the fraud department, I do, you know, just want to check, because I know that they, what they would do is they will forward everything over to the local police department and have them investigate for you. All right. So let me get this canceled out for you, and I will go ahead and get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can assist you. And I'll give you a cancellation number in just one second. All right. All right, so what I've gone ahead and done, I did go ahead and cancel. So what that would do, being that this was a monthly charge, that's going to prevent there being any future charges of any kind. But let me give you that cancellation number. And then in addition to that, I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can help you with this. And all right, so just let me know when you are ready, sir, to take down that confirmation
number.
I'm ready. Okay, so so that's going to be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
920.
Okay.
907. 211.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Let me get you transferred over now.
All right.
That's great. I'm glad they did it because
all right, sir, I'm transferring you over now, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Because this
every month. That's what I thought, I know.
So I'm glad I was able to find this phone number for you.